This broadcast of the PJC Media Network seeks to present wholesome, thought-provoking, and entertaining content. However, the views expressed by the hosts of PJC Media are theirs and theirs alone. They do not reflect the views of this network or its affiliates. Please utilize listener discretion.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Each week, we feature different topics concerning issues that sometimes can be difficult to talk about. These issues concern children and adults who may be autistic, have Asperger's, or have mental disorders of any kind. We will discuss law enforcement and how they interact with these persons. Now, let's start the show.
Good evening. Good evening. And welcome to the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show. Tonight, we will be discussing diabetes. How can we control it? And do we just have to get it? So, right now, I'm going to introduce you to my co-host, Mr. Coleman. Are you there?
Hello, Jenny White. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. TGIF.
All right. I know that's right. But it's getting kind of close to Christmas. I wish it was like December the 1st.
So, okay. I take it you feel you're behind, huh?
I'm a little bit behind. And it comes so quickly, and then it leaves so quickly. You know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I guess I'm a little behind, too, because I only got one gift. So,
well, one is better than none.
Yeah, okay.
So you're way
right
ahead of me. But I'm going out tomorrow, and we'll see. We shall see. But tonight, I don't see my guest, but it's all right. Done without them before, and we can do it again. I think she's
send her a text.
I don't know her number. I would have to go to
send her email.
Yeah, you can do that too.
Well, I guess I've got a number. I guess I could shoot her a text.
Yeah, and let me know how's it going. So, how is everyone else? If you would like to say something, just push the one on your button. I would like to hear from all my people that are on. And you can tell me what you are going to do this Christmas. How do you feel about this Christmas in 2020? We've been going through a whole bunch of stuff. Why don't you press the one on your button and just tell me a little bit about how you feel about this 2020, the entire year. I think the entire year we've been closed in. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I know it started in March, but I was listening to a guy today who was on TMZ, and he said that he and his wife had come back from China and that they were sick as dogs. And when he went to the hospital, no one could diagnose what he had or what she had. So the best that they could do was to go home and, you know, just fight it out. And that could have been, because he said he and his wife had come from China. So I'm thinking that, you know, they could have gotten the virus. And he said that was December. So who knows? Who knows when it got here? Or who knows when it's going to leave? So I don't know, but I know I'm not by myself when I say that I can't wait to 2020 gets out of here and hopefully.
Well, that's
what.
Well, that's what a lot of people said about 2019. They couldn't wait to get to 2020, and you see what happened.
Yeah, but I think 2021 will probably be a lot better because we do have vaccines now. I don't know when the public will be able to get them. I know they're going to do the first responders and the elderly, which is okay. I don't know. Some people are getting like Rudy Giuliani said that he's getting special medicine because he is, what is it, a star?
Celebrity.
Whatever. Yeah, celebrity. So that's why he's getting certain stuff because he's getting something. But I'm like Whoopi Goldberg on The View. She said that if that, whatever it is, will make you get up out of your hospital bed in 3 days, why can't they manufacture that? I mean, for the rest of the people, why we have to wait on Pfizer and the other two? So I don't know. What do you guys think about that? Why can't we get celebrity patients or whatever? You know, we can do stuff like that.
Well, the same reason we can't get Senate insurance. And, you know, I mean, if you work for the government and, you know, the Senate or the House got the best insurance, you know, that there is to offer. And everybody doesn't have that type of insurance. So, I mean, certain things are reserved for certain peoples. You know, you have to be in a certain class to receive certain treatment. So if you're not in that class or that caste, then stay in your lane.
Stay in my lane.
Like they say, at your age or at your wage. So if you broke, then you stay in your lane. Don't come in mine. So act your wage.
Okay, well, if you say so. But I don't think that's very fair. But let me ask you, because I know you know a lot about insurances. The insurance they get, do they have to pay for it themselves, or is that given to them by the government?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not really sure. But if they do have to pay for it, I'm sure, you know, they can afford it. It's affordable. But I'm not sure if it's just a part of the perks of being in that position. I'm not sure. But what do you think about this legislator? This lady, what was her name? Carolyn Johnson, I believe, black lady, who...
Cynthia.
In the Michigan. Cynthia, yeah, in the Michigan legislature. When Rudy Giuliani was here presenting his case for fraudulent votes to be overturned here in Michigan, and she questioned him regarding whether he felt him and Trump were honest people. And then she asked a white lady who was a Trump supporter who, you know, was just ignorant with no facts regarding the election being fraudulent. She asked her to spell her name, and some of the GOP Republicans took offense to that. And so, therefore, she's been receiving threats about getting burning crosses in her lawn or possibly nooses hanging in her trees, that type of thing. I mean, you know, she submitted all that information to the police and to media, and they've shown it on television. They played it on television. But she came out with a Facebook response to that. And her response is pretty much, you know, all these Trumpsters, you beware and tread lightly. And she just, you know, kind of spoke in codes like they do all the time to say, hey, you know, all my soldiers out there, act accordingly. You know, but
right.
in other words, you know, be on standby, like Trump
right.
said, stand down, stand by. But the GOP leadership up there took her off of
four
committees that she was on.
Yeah.
yeah. Because they said that she was, you know, her Facebook post was threatening, considering, you know, all those threats that she had received. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I thought girlfriend was on point. The only thing that I didn't particularly like is the way she was real smooth. She had her glass with her wine in it. And as she spoke, she hesitated and took a sip and came back and told them to tread lightly. But, you know, I don't care if she clapped back. Because they're threatening her. I just want to know where the cops are because they asked her, did she ever have any crosses burned on her lawn? And that they wish she were dead. They wish she was dead. Now, she came back and clapped back at them, and she got thrown out of four of the committees that she was on. I say, and I don't care who knows it or who hears it, I say that was a racist move by the Republicans to take that woman out of those committees. I want to know where the police were. Now, if they've threatened her life, but she can't say anything. She has to be quiet like a nice little lady should. No. People are getting tired of it. They're getting tired of it. People running around with all these rifles and everything on their shoulders and, you know, not one but two guns, you know, you got a rifle and then you got a gun, a smaller gun. Well, what kind of mess is that? Trump lost the nomination. I mean, he wasn't that nomination, but he didn't win. He did not win. Now, the thing he needs to do is to tuck his tail and go somewhere, go to Mar-a-Lago, whatever, and play some more golf. That's what he needs to do. And why is it all these people are sucking up to him and throwing money at him? I mean, throwing that money.
So, yeah, he's raised over $200 million since he lost the election.
I know, and that's money he can put in his pocket.
Well, I heard 25% of it goes to the RNC, you know, the Republican National Committee, but, you know, 75% of $200 million is a pretty good chunk of change.
Huh. Well, I don't know. I don't know, and now these Republicans are sucking up to him. If they overturn the election, what does that mean for America? That means
we
no longer. The
Supreme Court already shot it down.
I'm sorry?
The Supreme Court already shot that down tonight.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. That was breaking news. I didn't see it. I'm so glad. But they had
yeah.
to, because that would mess up our democracy. And
mm-hmm.
they would have nobody, I mean nobody, voting anymore. Because you know what? We'll say, it doesn't matter, because somebody, you know, can do whatever they want to do. Okay, I got another caller. Hi, how you doing?
How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you. Waiting for my host.
A wonderful co-host.
I mean, waiting for my guest. Were you able to do anything, co-host?
Yeah, I texted her. I texted her and we sent the number, so we'll see.
Okay, thank you.
Anyway, I would like for your co-host to say, you mean the 18 attorney generals that's going to put this case before the Supreme Court, they shot it down already?
Yeah, they did. They did it tonight.
Yay!
When did that happen? Today?
Yeah, this evening. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
It was on the news.
Yeah, it was on the news.
But they're not going to hear the case.
No, they sent a one-page response. Saying, you know, in other words, Texas needs to stay out of Pennsylvania's business.
Oh, that was when they were for Pennsylvania. Now they're getting, you mean the 18, who's that?
Go ahead.
Is that my phone?
No.
The 18 attorney generals that's coming against the election. They wanted to put together something to take before the Supreme Court. For him to govern how the Electoral College is going to vote.
Oh, well, I don't know.
They vote Monday. They vote Monday, and he's trying to stop that. But
I think they the ruling I was talking about was the one, you know, with the lawsuit Texas had against Pennsylvania.
With the 17 other states? Is that the one with the 17 other states?
Yeah, I think 17 other states were involved in that lawsuit as well. Yeah, I think the 17 other attorney generals. Yeah. So they pretty much told them, you know, they didn't have any evidence and to stay out of, you know, Pennsylvania's business. Pennsylvania.
What he wanted to do was to take the Michigan, was it Michigan, Pennsylvania, all of those, Georgia, and give those have those electoral people vote for him and put him in office, and the electorate. You know, the people.
Yeah, they
voted,
pretty much wanted to overturn the number of black votes in all those places. You know, the urban votes, and you know, even some of these Republicans, you know, was that's so stupid because a lot of them, you know, some of them were voted in under those elections as well that they're considering fraudulent. So if you know, if being down ballot,
it's a trickle down effect.
Yeah, I mean, if Trump, you know, if you're saying that's fraudulent, then how come you being elected isn't fraudulent as well?
That's true, and it's changing of the law. The states do have the right. The states' rights is a really heavy thing, you know. They have the right to govern those elections, and they, because of the pandemic, they had to do something so that everybody's voice could be heard through the voting process, you know, and they feel that he did wrong and it's against this and that. But Texas was trying to get 17 other attorney generals from other states to join with them in trying to pull the...
But you know what? All of these other states had already said that Biden had won. Then Texas comes out.
Yeah, but then those attorney generals are trying to go over and just have the Supreme Court rule and say, hey, take it from them because there was something wrong with it, you know. But they have produced nothing, you know. They haven't produced any evidence at all. I was listening to Reverend Al Sharpton today, and he said, you know, what do you do with a person? You have given them a chance. Even the governors, the judges, federal judges that he had placed in there, not talking about Supreme Court, but the judges that they, you know, that he put them in power, they're saying, you can't do that. Show me where it's wrong. So he hasn't produced a shred of evidence at all. And so therefore,
they're trying to gerrymander, you know, down in Georgia and make it even harder. They're trying to gerrymander right now, you know, and make it harder and, you know, reduce the number of drop boxes. Yeah, for the Senate election on January 5th. So they're down there.
Well, remember the governor in Texas had one container. Remember, they said one per state, not state,
so
city.
Per county. Or city or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everybody in that particular area had only one place to put their ballots in. He made sure. He was making sure. He thought that. But, I mean, wait a minute. Texas still was red, right? So that worked.
Yeah, they were still on, yeah. I'm understanding, yeah.
Yeah, well. I don't know. Anyway, that's the election. Tonight we were going to talk about diabetes. And we have something called diabetes mellitus. We have retinopathy. I know everybody knows what that is. It has to do with your eyes. So diabetic retinopathy, okay, is caused by changes in the blood vessels of the retina and can result in blindness. Everyone who has diabetes is at risk. In the early stages, it isn't painful, nor are there necessarily symptoms. So it's important that people with diabetes have an eye exam at least once a year. So that's diabetic retinopathy. And then we have diabetes mellitus type 1. And that's usually diagnosed in children and young adults. Your pancreas does not produce enough insulin, which is necessary to break down glucose in your food. Frequent thirst, hunger, and urination are symptoms of that condition. But many people don't experience any symptoms. There's no cure for diabetes, but working closely with your doctor to monitor blood sugar levels, eating a proper diet, and getting regular exercise can help you maintain good health. So our instructor is going to be here. Then we have diabetes mellitus type 2, and that's the most common form of the condition. The body either resists insulin or does not produce enough of it. Being overweight, eating a poor diet, and getting little physical activity increases your risk. So I was going to ask her, number one, is it hereditary? I know I've heard some people say that it was. So I don't know if any of you think that you know that it is. Just press the one and talk to me and let me know whether or not you think it's hereditary. Okay, so having said that, we're going to go to a break. And this is the Let's Talk About It.
My name is Sheila White. I am the president and co-founder of Her Cries Are Heard, an organization that focuses on preventing violence against females. One in three women have been victims of physical abuse or violence by an intimate partner or non-partner within their lifetime. 94% of women killed by men were murdered by someone they knew. Violence can affect a woman's physical and mental health and also negatively affect her children. In 1991, my sister was murdered by her husband. And in 2013, my niece was murdered by a man who followed her home from a party. Being a victim of violence is devastating to the victim and the victim's family. Help us to help you. Help us to prevent this from happening to you or someone you love. Please look at our website, www.hercriesareheard.org, for the prevention tools and referrals to help save lives.
We'll be back
Talk About It, Jenny White Show.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers, only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction. Speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
We're back, and you're listening to the Parker J. Cole Show.
Well, we're back with the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White Show, and we're talking about diabetes. And is there a way we can control it and keep it from happening? I know that some people are overweight and that they have it. And then there are some who are thin and they have it as well. So what is the big deal? What happens? What happens? And I know there's some things that happen that a lot of people can tell visually that you have diabetes, depending on the severity of your condition. Drooping eyelids can block or greatly reduce your vision, depending on how much it obstructs the pupil. So I guess if you saw someone like that, you would kind of maybe understand that they would have that. But there is a test for that. And I know you can be helped. And then there's bad breath. And we call it halitosis. It's a common condition that causes breath to have a foul odor. So how do you think that happens? I mean, you know, I've never heard anybody say that they had bad breath, and that's can't be a symptom of diabetes, I don't think. It can be a temporary problem or a chronic condition. But I don't think that would have anything to do with your diabetes. So, I mean, smoking, I think smoking would not be a good thing for people that have diabetes. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? And I have to apologize to my listeners, because it doesn't seem that my guest, I don't know what happened. And it's okay, because things do happen. I think this is the first time that we've had this happen. But hey, there's a first time for everything. So, I mean, you know. But anyway, what I will do is we can talk about diabetes, or we can talk about Trump, or the election, or we can talk about the weather. So I don't know. What do you think, co-host, would be a good topic?
I mean, we could talk about diabetes. I'm sure, you know, somebody listening that has it and knows someone with it. I mean, you know, might have not have an expert opinion, but people have personal opinions. I mean, you know, I'm diabetic, so, you know, I can speak on my personal experiences regarding the struggle. So, I mean, it's not easy, you know, having your A1C be under 6.0, keeping
what
your glucose
be?
In check. You know, they wanted under 6.0, you know, under 5, then, you know, normal. 5 to 6, you know, is considered pre-diabetic. Anything over 6, you know, you're considered diabetic. So I mean, you know, you have to watch what you eat, watch what you drink. You have to definitely make sure that you are reading labels and trying to eliminate sugar from your diet as much as you can. And watch your carbohydrates, you know. So, you know, with the diabetic education, it definitely comes in handy, but you have to definitely execute the strategies and execute the things that, you know, are being taught, you know, and once you know better, do better.
So how have you done? How have you been doing with that?
You know, I've been diabetic probably since 2011. I started off pre-diabetic, and, you know, doctor prescribed metformin pills, which is a pill that they give you, and it's a common pill that, you know, it also helps you to lose weight. Not that that's why you're taking it, but, you know, definitely will lose some weight. You know, it may just be water weight. It can assist with lowering your sugar in your blood. And, you know, there was a time when I was not compliant, you know, in denial, couldn't believe that I had it and didn't know how I got it. And, you know, was a little hesitant in changing my diet. And what really prompted me to go to the doctor was the fact that I was under a lot of stress in my job at the time. And it was like I blinked and my vision was blurry. I mean, it never happened to me before. I mean, I was holding up papers and, you know, I just couldn't read the stuff. If I held it far back or held it up to my face, it was just not clear. And everything was blurry. So that scared me, and so I went to the doctor, and that's when they checked my my blood sugars. My blood sugars were over 300 at that point, which is high. They should be under 100. That's when I was, you know, diagnosed with pre-diabetic and put on that regimen. And, you know, about 2 weeks later, my vision, you know, came back. I had gone to the ophthalmologist, and they checked it. And there was no neuropathy, you know. So, you know, my blood vessels weren't bleeding in my eyes. He said, you know, give it a couple weeks and see if your vision comes back. If not, come back and see me. And it came back, you know, and some of the signs that I've noticed personally would be when my sugar's high, I get tired. You know, I would wake up tired. So just imagine 6 a.m, you know, you slept all night, but 6 a.m, you know, you wake up and you still sleepy, you know, still groggy, because my sugar was high. And, you know, at that time I wasn't on insulin and I wasn't taking pills like I was supposed to. And, or pulling up at a red light and nodding off, going to sleep at a red light, or just driving, you know, tired, you know, nodding while I'm driving. I never attributed that to diabetes or, you know, my high sugar, but I think that definitely could have been a reason. Or, you know, and then I've experienced, you know, low blood sugars where I've taken insulin and, you know, there's short-acting insulins and, you know, fast-acting insulins and then long-acting insulins that, you know, take effect slower, you know, in your bloodstream and last longer. And then there's the insulins that, you know, react faster to drop your blood sugars, you know, quicker. And so, you know, there have been times when sugar has gotten low, you know, you just kind of get the shakes and, you know, feel discombobulated and, you know, almost like, you know, I need to raise my sugar immediately because I just don't feel right feeling, you know, so it's not good. And it's something that you struggle with, but you have to, you know, learn how to manage it so that you can live, you know. And, you know, a lot of people that have had limbs amputated have been diabetic, you know, or toes amputated and been diabetic. Because, you know, the toes and the fingers, you know, are the furthest limbs from your body. And so, you know, those are the ones that are hardest to get the blood flow, you know. So if you know, a diabetic and you're starting to have issues in neuropathy, then you can have the tingling in your toes and your feet or in your fingers and, or have the poor circulation. So a lot of times, you know, I'll go to the doctor and he'll, you know, tap on the bottom of my feet and ask if I feel it, you know, or look to see if, you know, he'll push it and see if it turns red, to see if there's, you know, sufficient blood flow. So, you know, learned a lot just being a patient.
That's interesting. Have you had any episodes?
No, I haven't had any emergency 911 episodes that have caused me to, you know, anything emergent for diabetes, you know, knock on wood, you know, thank the Lord for that. But I have experienced sensations where I've taken insulin before I've gone to bed and my sugars have dropped low during the course of the night, and in my sleep I would feel the sensation, and it would wake me up to the point where I would feel weak and almost, you know, have to go to the, you know, run to the kitchen to consume whatever I could to raise my sugar, you know. So I'd be in the kitchen with the refrigerator door open, you know, drinking orange juice and, you know, making a sandwich or, you know, just consuming a bunch of food just to kind of fill that void to get my sugar up at, you know, 3 a.m. because it hit me in the middle of the night. So I've been, you know, I've been able to manage that, you know, so that doesn't happen anymore. So that's, you know.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I could see how people can go into diabetic comas, you know, behind that, or just go to sleep and not wake up, you know, because of diabetes. I mean, I can see how that happens. So, you know, I've worked to not experience those things anymore, you know. So, you know, if I do take insulin at night, it's a lower dosage. And it's definitely serious, you know, it's nothing to play with.
Yeah. I know some people that have diabetes have, if they have any kind of accidents and get a sore or something, that it's slower to heal. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, I don't, you know, fortunately I haven't had those issues. Or if they injure their feet, you know, if you injure your feet, you know, you can have some issues behind that, you know. So, so you know, 98% of the time, you know, I have some on my feet. You know, even in the house, I've got house shoes on. Very rarely do I walk around the house
barefoot.
Without shoes on. Yeah, I don't do that. You know, I'm very conscious of my foot care and foot health. So, you know, I've had little slight injuries, you know, scars or whatever, or, you know, that have healed up properly, you know. So I haven't had any issues with anything healing up slowly or not healing. So I haven't had those issues. So I try to exercise, you know, regularly. You know, I can do 10 to 20 miles a day on the recumbent bike. You know, I normally do that during the week. And, you know, I do play golf. So sometimes I walk the course, you know. Other times I'll ride, but, you know, I just try to, you know, do cardio to keep my heartbeat, you know, raise my heartbeat, you know, and keep myself healthier, you know, and watch what I eat and you know, make sure that I am eating and try not to go without eating. So it's a whole lot to it. But, I mean, I guess if you want to live a long, healthy life, you have to take it serious and be conscious of it and, you know, don't abuse anything. I think you can treat yourself from time to time, but, you know, I think if you do too much of anything, you know, it could be bad for you.
Well, that could be, you know, any of us, if we can overdo anything, you know, they're alcoholics that overdo that alcohol. And then you have the smokers that overdo the cigarettes. And now they're talking about the vaping that these young folks are doing. And they're saying that's bad for you too. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never vaped.
Well, maybe you need to try it.
Excuse me.
I'm sure one vape ain't gonna kill you.
Well, you know
then
what?
Come back and have a show on vaping.
Years and years and years ago, I used to be a smoker. Okay, and I quit a long time ago. When I quit smoking, cigarettes were $1.10 a pack. And they tell me nowadays they're about $7. I know this guy was saying his wife gets a carton, and that's about $95. So
wow.
Yeah. So I'm glad I quit when I did.
Well, I mean,
but
people,
no.
You know, people, you got to be able to support your habit. Wow.
Yeah, but I have no desire to. You know, to pick up that little habit anymore. As a matter of fact, I can't even stand the smell of smoke now, and that's really interesting. It's really interesting. Me having been a smoker.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I can understand that, you know, but you know, some people are vegan and some are vegetarians, and you know, some you know, do this and don't do this. And so, you know, I just want to, you know, and it's some people, you know, I talked to a guy, you know, he was a runner, you know, he run 10 miles a day, you know, he didn't smoke, didn't drink, didn't eat meat. You know, I told him, you know, I felt sorry for him. He wasn't having no type of fun, you know. I mean, you know, I told him, hey, I can understand doing some things, but I ain't trying to be the healthiest person in the cemetery because everybody's going to die. He did all that and then, you know, going to turn around and talk about he got cancer, you know, and you don't smoke and drink.
Oh, wow.
You got cancer, man. You need to go and get, smoke some weed or something. go on and get a cigarette. Well, I'm trying to enjoy my life, you know. I don't want to be the healthiest person in the cemetery. I ain't never done nothing, but I'm about to die. Everybody's going to die, you know, whether you smoking, drinking, or vegan, vegetarian, don't do dairy.
Oh, yeah, that's biblical. It says once you die, and after death is the judgment. So everybody, that's what it says. So we have a listener again who likes to make a comment. Yes, ma'am.
Have you tried anything that's natural? Because I hear that Metaform, they're saying it's also harmful to your body now. And
what
they're trying to get people off of it.
What is it?
Have you thought? Now, I heard that cinnamon, taking cinnamon is very good for keeping your blood sugar normal.
The
cinnamon,
spice?
And then you hear about other things.
The spice?
Yeah, cinnamon, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very good for you know, you have to follow your diet and all of that, but cinnamon is very good for keeping your blood sugar normal. But and there are other healthy things that you can do.
Yeah, that's true. I don't like to take a lot of prescription medications just because
they're
everything has a different side effect. You know, you take something to lower your blood pressure, but then you know it give you that twitch in your right eye. You know, so now you know your right eye twitching all the time. Your blood pressure good, but now you got problems out that right eye.
Yeah.
You know, keep drinking. You know.
Right.
You take the metformin.
I remember.
Go ahead.
I remember I went to the dentist to have a tooth pulled, and he sat there and read to me everything that could happen with his tooth and all that stuff. And then he took my blood pressure. He said, "You know, your blood pressure is high." I said, "What do you think it's supposed to be?" Well, you know, read
right.
to me. I'm lucky
you're
I'm
right.
still alive sitting in this chair, you know. But it seemed like every single thing. I remember when I had my hand, I suffered with gout that one time when I was working at the mission. And it just my finger, a notch of it, won't bend anymore. I don't have a knuckle like, you know, the knuckle part of my. And it happened. My hands were hurting. I couldn't type hardly anymore. So I went to the doctor. And so he wanted to put me in the hospital, which I hate, you know. Then the doctor, he said, "You have gout." I said, "Gout?" He said, "I said, it's in your foot." He said, "You
That's
have gout in your hand." So he had me covered. I had to take shots in my hand and stuff.
Mm.
But my fingers are still where some of the notches on it will not bend at all. I went to get a second opinion, and the doctor, he was looking at me, he said, "What happened to your hand?" I said, "I came here to find out from you." Now they got this stuff that's on television called something. You know, when your fingers, you know, things start happening with them and all of that. But he asked me, "Well, what happened to your hand?" I said, "I want to know what happened to it," you know.
Right.
Because I told him, you know, and I was taking shots in my hand and things like that. But a lot of the things that happen to you, you know, you have to learn to control it with a diet. There's some other way to control it. And a lot of times the doctor gave me something, and then they sent me to an arthritis specialist. And he, you know, drawing blood out. Are you kidding? But I had to go have my blood. You know what I'm saying? We had a good time trying to get his blood. But anyway, they looked at everything, and he couldn't find anything wrong. And lupus, all this other stuff, couldn't find anything wrong. And but he said, "What happened to your hand?" I said, "I want to know. That's what sent me to you. You know, find out what's wrong with my hand, you know." And so he couldn't find anything, but it happened. Now, as I said before, they know it's some type of something that happens with your fingers and things like that. But he gave me a medicine that he told me to take. And something told me don't take that medicine, because I'm real funny when it comes down to a lot of medicine. And so he asked me, how's the medicine doing? I beat around it. But he said, and finally I said, "Doctor," I said, "I'm scared of that medicine. I'm scared of it." Yeah, he said, "Well, I want to know how it has helped you and all that." I said, "I'm scared of that medicine. You know, I still have that medicine in my medicine bag. I never opened it. But that
how
stuff,
old is
but come
it?
To find out, it had so many other effects." I said, "Lord, I'm so thankful that I did not take that medicine." It's
mm-hmm.
crazy.
Yeah,
you know,
I had
you think,
my
they
doctor.
Take your medicine, something else major goes wrong. And then I've heard about
my doctor.
What'd you say?
No, I was just saying, you know, before I got on the insulin, you know, right around the time my doctor said that, you know, I was diabetic, you know, he was pushing this insulin on me. And, you know, I hadn't even come to grips with the fact of, being diabetic, man. I need to look this up and see what's going on, you know. You're trying to push this insulin on me, you know. And yeah, I feel like, you know, you're getting paid by the rep or something. You know, and you just trying to get your numbers up. So he kind of lost credibility with me at that point. I mean, eventually, once I had that episode, you know, I came back. It scared me. I was like, okay, I guess I'm ready for it now, you know. So, because I knew I had to have an intervention. But back to your question regarding any healthy remedies regarding trying to lower my blood sugar. Yeah, I have, you know, done extensive research as far as reading and, you know, not only with exercise and diet, because sometimes that doesn't help. You know, I have incorporated cinnamon and apple cider vinegar, you know, to lower your blood, your heart blood, you know, high blood pressure, and just trying to do different natural things to, you know, try to stay off all these medicines because, you know, they got recalls on some of the high blood pressure medications and, you know, heard some of the, a brand of the metformin, you know, can kind of accelerate Alzheimer's. And, so, I mean, you know, I try to limit my intake of medication. So that, you know, I ain't all doped up on all these pharmaceuticals. You know, I take what's necessary and I, you know, I use through diet and exercise and take my chances with the rest.
Yeah, I've even heard that one person was saying, even with diabetes, okay, like you drink Diet Pop or something like that. He's saying that is even dangerous for your pancreas because somehow the pancreas is ready to dissolve sugar, and then there's not enough sugar for it to dissolve, and so it you know, puts you in a catch-22 situation. Even when you try to drink Diet Pop or something like that. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
You just have to, you know, more natural things.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, you know, fortunately, yeah, I cut out, you know, the high-fructose syrups and stuff, and I don't drink Pops, you know, anymore. And like they say, you know better, you do better, you know, or at least you should. So, you know, I eliminate that. But then they still, you know, you still got the Splenda and Stevia's and all the artificial
sweeteners. Well, they say that stuff is no good, too.
Yeah.
The Splenda,
so
now, they say Stevia is the better one. Stevia.
Which one?
Stevia.
Yeah, Splenda is
more
the,
natural,
you know, they say natural. With stevia, you know, I've heard that's supposed to be the better one. Although I don't like it.
Yeah, that's when I started drinking my coffee black, you know.
Yeah.
Just so I don't have that problem. And from time to time, I'll dress it up with a little creamer, you know, or a little you know,
uh-huh.
a little.
Well,
like
I want a little coffee in my cream and sugar. So, I have another caller.
Oh, okay, excuse me. Okay, go ahead.
That's okay. Hi, caller. You're on.
Hi. Well, you know what? I use Steva now. And then on top of using Steva, I use cinnamon as well. And I use quite a bit of vitamins. I'm a diabetic. And then, they started me off, at first, the doctor didn't give me anything. They was monitoring me. Then I was on Genuva. And then after Genuva, they put me on metformin. So I take metformin twice a day. However, I changed my eating habits a lot, and I use olive oil, and I don't do a lot of frying food. And then if I use, if I have potatoes, it's better to let those potatoes soak for at least about 4 hours or longer to get a lot of that starch. To get a lot of that starch out of the potatoes. And also, from what I was told when I became a diabetic, that is hereditary. Now, this is what the doctor told me. And then on top of that, the doctor, anytime a person that's a diabetic, and it's not just your feet, anytime you hurt yourself with a cut, a sore, or something, it takes twice as long for you to heal as it does a person who is not a diabetic. So, and I learned that. However, though, as I said, I very seldom eat fried food. I don't put a lot of meat in my food, and many times I go without meat. It's because I just don't want it. I have meat here. Give me some good vegetables. I prefer that to the meat. And, you know, we just have to be careful. Now, with me, if my sugar, if I can tell when something is not going right, I get real dizzy, like real weak, like. And the doctor had told me to always eat a snack in between. It can be a few crackers or something, but we're supposed to eat a snack. And I always try, a few times I have forgotten, I always try to keep some type of snack on me. And it was easy to give up pop. I don't drink pop, diet pop, but either the other pop I don't drink. But sometimes I will get those. I get the sugar-free candy, and I will get those drinks, you know, those drinks that kind of like Kool-Aid or something that has no sugar in it. Now, those are good. Now, I drink those. Those are good. So, but being a diabetic is not easy. And when I first found out I was a diabetic, I just had a crying fit. But you learn to live with it. You learn to adapt to it. And so I have learned to adapt a lot. And I still eat sweets, but I eat them in moderation. And I used to always eat frosting when I would bake a cake. I no longer eat the frosting now. If I bake a cake, and myself, you know, because nothing white is good for you. So I used the whole wheat flour. I use that mostly. And then with the cornmeal, I get the yellow cornmeal. Mm-hmm. So that's what I use. So, as I said,
the white flour is not good, you're saying?
From what the doctor told me, nothing white is really good. As I said, that's why. If I'm making something for the family, I usually get the unbleached flour. However, though, for myself, I get the whole wheat flour. And I get the yellow cornmeal. It's been years since I have bought the white cornmeal. And with my oatmeal, I use a little brown sugar. And, you know, and I used to use Splenda. However, now I use that Steva now. The sugar-free cookies and all that, I get that. So you know, we just have to learn how to do better. And then, as I said, I don't do a lot of. I have an air fryer also, and I use that air fryer because you try to keep as much grease from your food as possible, because all that grease is not good for you either.
So do you like it?
Yeah, do I like the air
fryer?
Oh, yeah.
The air fryer is great with them chicken wings.
Well,
that's my favorite.
Well, now,
do you get the crunch, though? Do you get the crunch?
Yes.
You do.
Yes.
You do.
Yes. You do.
You do.
I don't eat chicken wings, but yes. Yes. Yeah, the air fryer is good. That's good.
26 minutes at 350, you're good to go.
And then I get the turkey bacon. I get that, and
okay.
Now I will eat the other bacon from time to time. However, when I do, I make sure all that fat is cooked out of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so,
oh, that's the best part of it.
I know, that's right.
If you're going to eat it, you might as well eat your fat.
Yeah, I like the fat meat, too. I love fat.
Right.
I don't want fat. I don't even want fat touch in my mouth. I don't like fat.
Okay.
And the drinks that I have to call Sister Jenny and let her know, because since I'm upstairs now, the drink that I get is like Crystal Light, and it's others also as well. And then the tea, you know, you can get the tea with, oh my goodness, what is in the tea? And all of that, it says no sugar in it. And I drink that. Oh yeah, peach tea and stuff like that. And it's in different containers, and you know, you just put your water in it. And that's
but
what,
you know,
that's
that one thing I started doing. I drink a lot of tea, and I do not put anything in my tea, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened or anything, but I just like it plain. Just give me the tea bag and the water.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there comes a time in life that you do have to make changes, whether we want to or not. However, though, if we want to live, we have to make changes. When I cook chicken or something, I scan it. And then whatever meat that I have, if it's chops or whatever, I try to take as much fat off everything as I possibly can. And I get that 100% whole wheat bread, and the doctor had told me that was better to get. And that, what is it, that Olivet, I think that's what it is, margarine, they said that that's better for you. So
margarine and not butter?
Well, you know, if you're going to use the margarine, butter is good, but butter has a lot of fat in it also. So I use butter. However, though, say for instance, if I'm having toast or something, if I want to I use that for quite a few things. It's kind of expensive, but I use that.
Okay.
So we learn how to do, and my sugar, it be up sometime. However, to my knowledge, it's never been to 200. It usually, sometime it gets around 140, and sometime, mostly it's under that. So, and when I was exercising, it was much better when I was exercising. However, by this pandemic, I've not been in the place exercising. But as I said, it's something different, and you know, but your body is not making enough insulin. And I recall I had called the Kidney Foundation in Ann Arbor, and I was asking what. Right, and then come to find out the guy I was talking with, he said that he was one as well. And I asked, because I had four family members that was on dialysis, and I asked him, I said, could he tell me what, caused people to have kidney problems? And he said 70% of it was hypertension and sugar diabetes.
Okay.
So
that's
what causes, kidney problem. And so I have a little cousin now. She was a juvenile diabetic, and she's having her kidneys are only functioning 20%. Only functioning 20%. And so, it has affected my family on both sides. And then I had a sister-in-law and her son, and she said wasn't anybody in their family on the Cunningham side was a diabetic. However, my sister-in-law and then her oldest son. So it's nothing to, I tell you one thing, it's nothing to play with.
Yeah.
It's nothing to play with. Mm-hmm.
That's
true. Yeah, and it can affect your eyes, from what I understand. It can affect your kidneys. It can affect everything. And then so many people, it can cause, that they have limbs amputated. So my dad, one of his legs was amputated, and they wanted to do the other one, and he wouldn't let them do it. And my aunt, my mom's sister, both of her legs was amputated.
Mm-hmm. I've seen in my lifetime a lady I used to know years and years and years ago in Gary, and I hadn't seen her in years and years and years. And on my way to Hawaii, I had to stop in California, and her son picked us up, and he had gone to Gary to get his parents and brought them, out where he was. And mm-hmm. when I saw her, it was like there's nothing you could say. She had no limbs.
Mm.
And it was just a torso, and he was taking care of his mom, and he said she had diabetes. So I've never seen anything like that before.
Well, we all have something, but Lord Jesus, some have it worse than others.
That's true.
Yeah, we all
and
have
it doesn't
something.
Have to be like... my co-host said, this man is running and he's doing all this stuff. He doesn't have diabetes, but he has cancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I mean,
we all have something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
And you can be in really good shape. And that's just like I've heard people say, if they have a family member that end up with cancer or something and they said that they stop eating red meat. And I know my doctor has said that you can eat red meat about once or twice a week. And some people might not be aware of this. I have a sister, she's a diabetic, and she's allergic to chicken. Her doctor told her to eat a good piece of lean pork once or twice a week.
Hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, as I said, some people might not be aware of that. And
what does
the
pork
doctor,
do, though?
What does the pork? That's the next white meat.
So you need white meat, but you can't eat white flour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, okay. But that's the next white meat.
Okay, well. Some people got diabetes, people got cancer, some people got leukemia, some people got tuberculosis.
And leukemia is a part of cancer, from what I understand, too.
Yeah, it's, so everybody got something.
Everybody has something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got something. So I don't know. I had a doctor one time, had me on a medication, and I had to take it once a week. It was once a week, I think. It was so long ago. And I had to end up going to a dentist or something. And, when you go to a different doctor, you have to write down all your medications and, this, that, and the other. So he saw that. He said, you need to stop taking that. And that's all he told me. So I'm thinking about, yeah, okay. So I kind of slowed down. I didn't do it every week, maybe every other week, because my doctor had given it to me. So I had to go to another doctor. And when he saw that, he came and told me, he said, I'm not going to tell you what it does, but you need to stop taking that. So when he told me that, I said, wait a minute. And I stopped taking it. So when I went back to the doctor, he, you know, just running around, jumping in. Okay, do you need any medication? I said, no, I don't take medication. He looked at me. You don't take medication. What happened to so-and-so? I said, I went to other doctors, and they told me to leave that alone because it wasn't any good for me. I said, are you partners with the pharmaceutical people? Why are you trying to get me to take that? And he didn't answer me, and that was the last time I spoke to him.
Mm. Well, you know what? I've gone to doctors, and they had prescribed medication. And I think it was about three different medications that they prescribed. And I went on and I got a couple of them. However, you know what? I never did use them. And so after reading the side effects, it's supposed to be good for one thing, but
right.
then it's damaging to something else.
Right.
So
right.
I didn't take it. So I started using more vitamins. So I'm on a lot of vitamins now. So
have to do what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so guess what, guys?
It's time to go.
We've had a great show. I'm sorry my guest didn't come in, and she might come back another time. But
let me just say this.
Okay, go ahead.
From what I understand, the Supreme Court, all of that, the four states that they was trying to.
So we've turned the page? Is that what
uh-huh.
you're saying?
Okay. And you know what? And so all of it was denied. They were speaking about that on the news this evening, tonight. So all of that was denied.
Well, he's going to have to leave, and I think his wife is packing up because she probably
well,
don't
he might as
go.
Well pack up. He might as well pack up.
Well, I know a lady named Natisha James who's
mm-hmm.
waiting for him.
Mm-hmm. And he was talking about this. The next 4 years going to be scandalous with Hunter Biden. He need to look at himself. You know, it's easy to judge somebody, but get to learn how to examine yourself. So, okay, I said my piece. So
well, thank
have a blessed
you.
Evening.
I appreciate
All
that.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. And to the rest of you, okay, my co-host, is it anything that you would like to say? Hello, am I by myself? Co-host?
No, you're not.
Okay, would you have anything that you wanted to leave us with?
Well, you have to keep working at it, whatever it is.
Yeah. That's true.
You have to keep working at it. And I'm glad we have some good news in regards
I am too.
To this.
In the meantime, huh? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
in the meantime.
A good thing.
And I'm glad. And I've learned more to watch my diet as to what I'm eating. And you just have to work at it. You have to take responsibility for yourself.
That's true.
That's
well, what I'm trying to
for
do,
yourself.
What I'm trying to do is. Shorten my amounts, you know, the amount that I eat. And then the things that I eat, I'm trying to be careful. Like today, I only had, and I thank God I'm not diabetic because I didn't eat breakfast until dinner time, 5 o'clock this evening, because mm-hmm. I was running around. But I mean, and I felt okay because I had stopped by Office Depot and got some chocolate. So I was kind of snacking on that, but I mean, I'm not intending to eat any more this evening, and I'm trying to lose some weight, so me and the dog walk, you know, I'm trying to get her going too. So, I mean, you have to do what you have to do. You have to do what you have to do. And
you still have some control in your life, you know.
Yeah.
You want to still maintain a lot more control in your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. So having said that, I thank everyone who calls in and just listened. Always appreciate you guys for doing that. I really, really do. And I appreciate those that did call in and that shared, you know, what they were talking about. And I would like to leave you with this. If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. If you can dream it, you can become it. And I saw one somewhere that God said, act like you have it so I can give it to you. So that's all I needed to hear or see.
Tell me about it.
Yes. So I know what to do now. Act like I already got it so he can give it to me. So having said that, I will say good evening. Thank you for being here with us on the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show. And good night. And don't spend too much money on the holidays, because you know you can't go anywhere.
<That's>
so
<what you're>
help some of these people that need something to eat. Let's try to do help others. Okay. And with
Thank
that having
much.
Been said, good night. Everybody.
Good night.
This is the Let's Talk About It with Jenny White show.